Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Just say the response for D.L. Hughley was not strong, but D.L. Hughley has been very critical of Kamala Harris and even said in his speech on his podcast that he was wrong. He hadn't done his research. And when he did his research, he came around and he apologized for it, which that got a lot of applause. But he was there to deliver a couple of quips, showed that he could be persuaded by the truth about Kamala Harris to be a supporter of hers and attack Trump, which is, you know, what he did well.
Now, of course, Trump is saying that Kamala isn't black. I guarantee you this, Kamala's been black a lot longer than Trump's been a Republican.
Pretty good line.
Yeah, that's
a pretty good line. And that was something that had kind of come up, a little bit, but obviously the attacks by the Trump camp, and I have said this before, I'll say this again, I think it's an incredibly stupid line of it. By the way, we haven't done a lot of this. I see a lot of dumb things online, okay? And it bothers me because the dumb things are coming from people who would otherwise be aligned with me, and I feel like it makes us all look dumb. People who are attacking Kamala Harris because she dressed up in fishnet stockings and a sexy dress or whatever back in the day when she was going out clubbing. Come on, man. I mean, everybody's got a past. Everybody's got things that they're either glad the pictures don't exist or they hope they don't get out. And honestly, saying that we can't have a woman be president who once upon a time dressed sexy.
Yeah.
What?
Ridiculous.
What's wrong with you? You know, this is not a stone that I throw lightly, but that's sexist. Because if that woman was a Republican or if that woman was any of the Fox News doesn't hire ugly women to be hosts, right? All those women have, I'm sure, in the past dressed in ways. And, you know, I'm sure Sarah Palin looked hot back. You know, like, it's such a nonsense way to attack somebody. So please stop. It makes you look really bad when you do that.
Those are the petty. I'm just going to find a way.
Yes.
Look, how often do we talk about one of the big problems with Democrats particularly, but is fault finding. You're just a fault finder.
Right.
And being a fault finder is, and if you're a Christian, you're warned to not be a fault finder.
Right, exactly.
If you're not a Christian, you should know better.
You can find, it's like the criticisms of Trump, there are many legitimate criticisms of Trump, and they seize on all the dumbest, the orange man or the tan skin. Good Lord, you look so petty and stupid when you do that. And the same thing here. It's like making fun of somebody's name if you do it. So petty and stupid. I'll give you another example of this. This is not convention stuff, but it's just on my mind. Sharing that Michelle Obama's outfit that she wore the other day was very expensive, a couple thousand dollars or something like this. Oh, how can a woman who says that we've got to, you know, share the wealth and all wear such – shut up. Oh, my God. Again, it's like when people criticize J.D. Vance for going to Yale. You know, that's kind of the American dream, is to better yourself, and you're saying that all of the people on your side who went to Yale or Harvard are not legitimate, and all of the Supreme Court justices over the years that have gone to good schools.
They're criticizing him because he used affirmative action in order to get...
I know.
No, he didn't, actually. That was Obama.
Obama. But in her case, and in their case, they have really made something of themselves all the way to be president and you know, first lady. Yeah. And the fact that they can afford expensive clothes, who cares? It doesn't have anything to do with their message. I mean, I know there's a history of people who believe in socialism and there being a class distinction between the haves and the have, but just stop, because it plays ugly.
Yeah.
And you always want to not play ugly when you're talking about these things. So anyway, D.L. Hughley, just to finish this up, he did have a couple of good lines, and I thought the good lines, I don't think it does anything. It's not going to make them in the audience hate Trump anymore.
His purpose to be there was to apologize.
Yeah, he was there to apologize and to be another one of the people that's been brought on board by learning who Kamala really was.
Of course, Kamala's getting broad support. They got black men for Kamala, white men for Kamala, Latinos and Asians for Kamala. They even have Republicans for Kamala. Republicans for Kamala. I guess Donald Trump will finally know what it's like when you get left for a younger woman.
Ouch. that's a pretty savage burn. But that was his point too, right? And look, I actually like D.L. Hughley. I think I like smart people. I like funny people. I like people who are interesting. I probably could barely agree with D.L. Hughley about, you know, whether the sky is blue. But I find him interesting and entertaining. And, you know, sometimes your meanest critics point out the truest thing about you because nobody else is willing to say it. 437-1620, John Pickens is in Pensacola with traffic on the fives.
Just one accident to let you know about. If you're on Fairfield Drive in Fernand Avenue at that intersection, we've got a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblocks, so just be aware of that. That's going to slow you down. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you need to have work done in your home, the air conditioner, electrical, plumbing, or heating, Peden, they will take care of you. They've been around for 55 years. Of course, started in Panama City, but they've been expanding ever since. They've been in Pensacola for a long time in Ellison Field. They've expanded all the way east to Tallahassee. And recently, last year, they expanded west into Alabama, actually, into Baldwin County, and this year to Mobile County. So anywhere along the Gulf Coast in the Central Time Zone, they'll take care of you. And a little bit of the Eastern Time Zone, too. Now, if you need the work done, they've got a couple of specials going on right now. $55 for an AC inspection. That's a pretty good deal. If you do get work done, there's no service fee at all right now. That's totally waived. And you get $55 off the repairs. Now, if you need to have something replaced, and, you know, sometimes that happens. You can't just repair the system. You got to replace it. $555 off of the system replacement. So, Peden will either make it cheaper for you to have the repairs done or cheaper to actually have the replacement done if that's what you need to do. Find out more. Schedule an appointment. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Peden, PEDEN.com.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
From one generation to the next.
Weston rolling right, throws the pass on the other. It's caught! It's caught! It's caught! Touchdown, FSU!
Running right, lowers the shoulder, lowers the shoulder. He fights into the end zone! Touchdown, Florida State!
The Seminoles keep climbing. We've got you covered with Florida State football all season long here on the Seminoles Sports Network.
FSU versus Georgia Tech, Saturday at 11 a.m. on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Then you say la like la 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 la.
Put it together and it's 1, 2, 3, Kamala. All right, so let's practice. Let's practice.
Everybody on the, everybody over here say comma. Everybody over here say la.
Together.
Oh, good. We had a seminar on pronunciation. And you know what I was thinking the whole time is, first of all, now, obviously, for whatever reason, President Trump has got a mental glitch where he says it wrong. Kamala, right, is how he says it. Oh. He emphasizes the second syllable instead of the first syllable. Okay, like he's putting a comma in the sentence instead of a comma in the sentence.
He's got a New York accent.
Yeah. I don't read it as anything other than, you know, whatever. To me, it doesn't mean anything. But, you know, you do your best to say somebody's name right. But what I'm thinking is, okay, so she's ready to be president of the United States. This is the theme. The whole theme, the whole buildup was, man, you're going to love this car. Man, you're going to love this car. This car is fast. This car is shiny. This car gets good gas mileage. This car will keep your family safe. This car has lots of leg room. And, you know, you are going to love this.
This car is more prepared than any other car previously to take over this role.
Oh, my God. You have no idea how ready this car is. People who have worked with this car in the past have loved this car. They always rave about it. 5 stars just, and over and over and over. And what's funny is in me talking about a car, I'm giving you more actual reasons to love a car than have been given for why Kamala Harris is ready to be president, because it's not been here's the reasons, here's the evidence, here's what she's done. It's been yay, she can, yes, she's the best, over and over and over. It is 90% marketing, promotion, cheerleading, 10% information the whole week. It's been weird. Because you would think if she's really ready, she's got this record, she's got this experience, you could go into detail about that. And they just keep repeating that, you know, she's a prosecutor and she put bad guys away. And, you know, she gave a hard question to Brett Kavanaugh. Like, you know, you don't have more to show me than that. It's weird. Anyway, so she's been a prosecutor, she's been a DA, she's been a senator, and she's been the vice president of the United States. And you're telling me that people know so little about her, they don't even know how to say her name?
Exactly.
It's weird. I mean,
it's so
weird.
Unknown.
She's
we have to teach you how to invisible. To pronounce her name.
Exactly. That's a weird concession to make in front of the entire United States. I thought it was a cute moment, but you always got to think, what's the cute moment mean? And the cute moment means is that they believe that you got to bring kids on stage to say her name. Say her name. And that's what's going to settle some of these issues for us. 625, get to know her by saying her name properly. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still dealing with that accident that happened at Fairfield Drive and Fernwood Avenue. Still got roadblocked. That's a vehicle crash with injuries. And it's about a 10-15 minute delay there while they're trying to move it out of the way. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. John, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines.
Sheriff
David
says the
Canadian Minister of Labor and the U.S. Acting Labor Secretary now having some discussions about the railroad shutdown north of the border. railway companies, Canadian National and Canadian Pacific. Kansas City locked out about 10,000 Teamsters employees after labor contract negotiations broke down. The two labor chiefs are concerned about the potential impact on the U.S. and Canadian economies. We should find out today if the Federal Reserve plans to cut their interest rates next month. Fed Chair Jerome Powell delivering a keynote speech in Jackson Hole, the apparent center of the economic world now. And the second largest diamond ever was dug up this week, Andrew, in Botswana. It was a 2,492-carat stone pulled out of the Caraway mine by Canadian company Lacara Diamond. It would be the second largest diamond ever found behind the Cullinan diamond, which was 3,106 carats. And that was discovered in South Africa in 1905.
2,500 carats, man. That is monstrously large. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 626 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay with Bobby Rossi in Chicago. Now, part of coming here for the convention, obviously, was to cover the convention, to cover the protests, just to be here, to be your eyes and ears inside the room and tell you what we observe that might not come across quite so well through TV or whatever. But also, we did enjoy Chicago a little bit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And yesterday, we did the most Chicago... we did two of the most Chicago of all things that you can do. Thing one is we went to...
the Cubs game.
Yes, we did. And now I'm a Cardinals fan, but
I... Wrigley Field, baby.
But Wrigley Field is a great venue. It's classic. It's fun. I've been here many times back when I lived here. It was your first time.
Yeah, it was a bucket list thing. I've always wanted to go to Wrigley, and I lived in Illinois forever, but I went to two White Sox games.
Oh, you went to the wrong side of town.
And never went to Wrigley, just always thinking, oh, I got plenty of time. I'll go, next thing you know, I'm out of the state and nowhere near it. And so, oh, man, it was an absolute blast. Andrew got, picked out great seats for us.
We were maybe, 40 rows back off between first base and home plate on the first base line.
Which I'm a first base line
person. Yeah, that's where all the action is, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, it was awesome. Of course, a grand slam on Major League Baseball, my first time ever seeing
on a guy who's hitting 215 with five home runs prior to that.
It's his first
pretty impressive.
First career grand slam ever. That was awesome. And they went.
And you've never seen one before, right?
Never seen one in Major League Baseball. So I've seen them on minor league level and some other levels, obviously, but never on Major League. So in person, of course. But that was very, yeah.
But your favorite part was not the grand slam. It was the song.
Oh, yeah. When the Cubs
you didn't
win,
know about the Hey, Hey, Cubs song.
No, when the Cubs win, everybody stuck around and just sang this song. And I was like, this is so, this is awesome. This is cool. This makes you be like you live in Chicago, you want to be a season ticket holder and just be part of this tradition.
It's really fun. It's one of those things that if you've never been there for it,
I
you
knew
don't
about
see
the
it on
W
TV.
Flags. Yeah. I've seen all that.
Is super fun. It definitely is. It is really a fun. It's very much a like a college sports or even a European soccer team kind of tradition. It's really cool.
Which, by the way, if you're not familiar with even that, I didn't know about the W flag until I moved to Illinois. I kept seeing these white flags out of people's houses in place of the American flag that has a blue W on it. I'm like, what is going on? Every now and then these flags pop up. And it was like, I mean, it's Cubs won.
It's a good tradition. It definitely is. So Wrigley, where there's no bad seats except for the ones behind the iron girders. but everything else feels very intimate.
And
fantastic. Then second thing we did yesterday is we had gone to Lou Malnati's.
Yeah, Lou Malnati's for
deep dish pizza. And you had said, well, there's all these other deep dish pizzas around. Should we not compare them? And I'm like, I'm never going to say no to Chicago-style pizza. It's what I believe God intended pizza to be. And so you wanted to go to Giordano's, and we went there. Yeah. And I had told you, I said, I like Lou Malnati's, but it was like an 8, and I remember it being a 10. I remember deep dish pizza being a 10. And so we went to Giordano's, and what was the reaction?
Good grief. The first bite from both of us. We both were like, oh, it was so good.
Yes. And it's a cheese pull. So when you cut the slice and bring it up like a foot out of the pan and it's just the cheese strings are everywhere, it's amazing.
And that
amazing.
Makes it taste different, too. Oh,
and I would say that going to Wrigley and going to Giordano's, best things we did yesterday at least.
Yeah.
Let's just say that watching the speeches last night did not measure up to the baseball game or to the cheese pull.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Vice President Kamala Harris closing out the Democrats' convention, accepting the party's nomination for president.
Our nation with this election has a precious, fleeting opportunity to move past the bitterness, cynicism, and divisive battles of the past, a chance to chart a new way forward.
Former President Trump on Fox says she's had 3.5 years in the Biden administration to get things done.
She can do all of the things, many of the things that she's talking about and complaining about. It was a lot of complaining.
He says he doesn't know, meantime, if Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will end his presidential campaign and endorse him, the former president. Kennedy says he'll announce what he's doing today in Arizona, where he has now filed paperwork to withdraw his candidacy. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now it's 72 degrees and a beautiful morning here in Pensacola. Well, the new PPD substation at Pensacola State College is now in use. PPD's Mike Wood says it's a place for officers to fill out their paperwork, upload body cam footage, take a break without having to leave their beat, which could be a problem sometimes.
They would ask dispatch, am I clear? Is, you know, are you holding any calls up here? And if not, they would run down there real quick, get their business done, and then come back up north. But a lot of times once they're down there, then something happens and they're, you know, they're several minutes away. So this is going to alleviate that problem. We're very thankful to PSC for allowing us to move in there.
And that's PPD's Mike Wood there. The substation is not open to the public or a place where citizens would go to report crimes, just an office for the on-duty officers. Well, there's some changes coming to nearby Florida state parks. The Florida Department of Environmental Protection announcing their Great Outdoors Initiative yesterday. They say that'll expand public access, increase outdoor activities, and provide lodging options across Florida's state parks. As part of that initiative, two nearby parks will be getting some new lodging options. Topsail Hill Preserve State Park on the list to receive a new park lodge with 350 rooms available for guests, and Grayton Beach State Park also on the list. They'll be getting as many as 10 new cabins and a restroom facility. Both of those parks also set to get new pickleball and disc golf facilities. A Navarre Beach lifeguard is now a national champion. Michaela Ludwig was recognized on Thursday at the Santa Rosa County Board of Commissioners meeting.
Michaela, Navarre Beach Fire Rescue District Certificate of Recognition awarded to Michaela Ludwig. In recognition of your outstanding performance and exceptional representation of Navarre Beach Fire Rescue District's Beach Safety Division at the USLE National Championship 2024, your dedication and commitment have made a significant impact, and we commend you for your efforts.
That's Navarre Beach Fire Chief Danny Fury. He awarded that certificate to Michaela yesterday. She won first place in the women's surf rescue race at the USLA Lifeguard Nationals earlier this month. Michaela previously worked for Pensacola Beach Lifeguards. Before that, she placed top five at a state swim meet for Gulf Breeze High School. She also swam for the University of Maryland and Rutgers. Michaela also announced that she'll be leaving Navarre soon. She's attending OCS to become a marine pilot here in the near future. A new launch date for SpaceX mission designed to advance the future of spaceflight. The company sharing a post on X yesterday saying they're delaying the liftoff of Polaris Dawn by one day in order to allow for some more pre-flight checkups. That means if everything does go as planned, a private crewed launch will take place at the Kennedy Space Center on Tuesday. The group of trained specialists are expected to attempt the first ever commercial spacewalk. And a search underway for a man who escaped from a federal detention center in Miami-Dade County. Yester Iglesias with U.S. Homeland Security says the detainee somehow got away from the Chrome North Service Processing Center. That's a immigration detention facility for those awaiting deportation. ICE, FHP, and local police are all involved in that search. 6:35, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right, still working that one accident on Fairfield and Fernwood Avenue. It's a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblocks, so just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic's rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day for this Friday. Temperatures warming up into the upper 80s and low 90s, high near 89 degrees. 30% chance of rain overnight tonight. Temperatures dropping near 77. For Saturday, similar forecast with mostly sunny skies. Small chance of a stray shower, 30% overall. High near 89, low near 78. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
72 in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze, 71 in Milton. Let's get a look at our market report.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Saudi Arabia is moving full steam ahead with its focus on domestic investment. The kingdom's $925 million public investment fund saw its asset jump 29% in 2023, and local investment was a major driver. Saudi Arabia's recently updated investment law seeks to attract more foreign investment, and it set itself a lofty goal of attracting $100 billion in annual foreign direct investment by 2030. Contrary to what many believe, Gary Evans of BCA Research has predicted the economy is on the cusp of a recession, and the upcoming Federal Reserve rate cuts will not be sufficient enough to avoid it. Evans pointed to signs the economy is slowing down. This includes fewer jobs created and the unemployment rate inching up to 4.3% in July, its highest since October of 2021. Futures are moderately higher ahead of Jerome Powell's remarks later today. That's Your Money Now.
6:36, our next news at 7, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying safety for your family, an investment that will hold its value, and something that will last a long, long time. In a few words, you're buying trust. According to Consumer Reports, Subaru's been ranked the 2023 best mainstream automotive brand, and the Subaru Outback has been named the 2024 recommended model. For a limited time, you can celebrate them both with special offers during the Subaru Lot to Love event, now through September 3rd. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. There's certainly a lot to love about a Subaru. Safety, reliability, and owner satisfaction. And we invite you to stop by Anderson Subaru to discover what automotive experts and Subaru owners all know. It's easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Learn more at Subaru.com/CR. Consumer Reports does not endorse products or services.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Yep, 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 yep. Boom, boom, boom. Gotta get that. 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 Boom, boom, boom. That boom, boom, boom. That boom, boom, boom. That hit to beat the block. You can get that bass on below.
Access to capital for small business owners and entrepreneurs and founders.
How?
And we will end America's housing shortage.
How?
And protect Social Security and Medicare.
How?
I'm sorry. Am I being too repetitive?
He intends to enact what in effect is a national sales tax, call it a Trump tax, that would raise prices on middle class families by almost $4,000 a year. Well, instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
How? How will you get that passed? Who will it benefit? What programs will you cut? Where will the funding come from? The criticism of
Why are you asking all these detailed questions?
I know.
That do not matter.
I understand.
All that matters is that she's not Trump.
I know. She's the anti-Trump, and that's all that matters. One of the criticisms of Kamala Harris's speech last night was that it was really short on policy, really short on positions. Like, nobody knows what she believes in. Her campaign doesn't even have a policy statement. Like, there's nothing there. The only thing that we know about Kamala Harris policy-wise is her past expressions of support for things, and that she can steal a good idea. Like, when Trump says, or steal an idea. When Trump says he's going to, you know, not charge income tax on tips, she says, I'm not going to charge income tax on tips.
Vance says we should give $5,000 credit to
child tax credit. Yeah, yeah, or first time kids, right?
First time parents. She goes, I'll do $6,000.
I will outbid you.
That's right.
Like, there's no substance anywhere in any of it, right?
Well, apparently she has come out with some. This economic thing.
Oh yeah, right.
44% capital gains tax and all
killing the economy.
So
oh my
god! It's not official on her website, but it has been released by her campaign. All these new taxes that she would implement that are supposed to benefit the middle class and the low income levels.
So the criticism has been that there was no policy discussion in the all week. I mean, I told you it was acronyms and abortion. It was, we're going to make an abortion protection measure. We're going to make sure and keep protections in place for, same sex and transgender and all this kind of stuff. Other than that, no real policy. And insulin, the price of insulin.
Oh, that's right.
Again and again and again. Okay, which is important, but
it's the price of insulin and IVF.
And IVF. We're going to protect IVF. That's right.
There are two new things I'm sitting here going, what?
Yeah, I know. Okay. But I do want to give credit where credit is due. She did give a little bit of a laundry list, wish list, right in the middle of the speech last night. Okay, and
Did I fall asleep? I didn't hear that part.
You did miss that part. She claimed that she was going to protect the military, and that was actually claimed on her behalf as well by other folks. So, like Leon Panetta said that she would. Where you dug Leon Panetta out of what, back drawer, I don't know exactly, but okay, fine. So she did. But other than that, there was one that the most policy discussion was to talk about Trump's policies. I mean, they didn't talk about inflation. They didn't talk about anything Biden has done. That not really, except the insulin thing. And so they kept saying he was one of the greatest presidents ever. But prove it, that's a little different issue. And laying out what she wants to do and how she wants to do it, none of that. But she did give a laundry list of wish lists. We're going to solve Social Security. We're going to solve the housing crisis. Everybody's going to make a lot more money. We're going to cut taxes, and we're going to be the envy of the world, and we're going to have great position internationally, and we're going to stop all the wars. And like, there's no how to get there. There's none of that. But when it comes to President Trump, the lies about him being the Project 2025 guy, we've done this. We've talked about this many times.
We are not going to let him eliminate the Department of Education that funds our public school.
He's never wanted to do
that. He's never said that.
We are not going to let him end programs like Head Start that provide preschool and child care for our children. America, we are not going back.
Yeah, when did he say to do that? That was the Heritage Foundation, if anything, right? So the the mischaracterization of him by talking policy and the refusal to characterize her by talking policy has been a theme. But there's one thing, we mentioned this yesterday, and I want to make sure that we talk about this today because I don't think I can say this part enough. The Democrats as an informational teaching platform for their people, unbelievably good. And I'm going to share some of this with you in a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
Still dealing with that accident with injuries and roadblock at Fairfield Drive and Fernwood Road. Both the east and west bound lanes are seeing about a 5 to 10 minute delay through that area as they're trying to get it clean. That's right there in front of the fast lane is where you're going to see the delays. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So one of the things at the RNC is that it was a party. It was fun. It was people taking a break from their stressful normal lives and coming to Milwaukee and hanging out and doing their thing and eating and drinking. Okay.
Having a big old pep rally.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is fine. That's what a convention is for. That's part of it's a cruise. Okay.
And they would have caucus meetings throughout the day, somewhat. These different.
And they had breakfast meetings and stuff where they got presentations from people. But I'll tell you something that they didn't do what the Democrats did. The Democrats did intense seminars all day for people who wanted to go to them. They had caucus meetings, okay, which is let's get together and talk about our issues. But they had this thing called Dempalooza. And Dempalooza was ongoing seminars throughout the day. We didn't attend them. They were at McCormick Place, which is, you know, about 6 miles away. But I'll just give you an example here. Tribal Organizing 101, Democratic Local Elected Officials Council Meeting, Digital Organizing, Misinformation and Disinformation, Project 2025, Organizing Your Friends and Family, Narratives That Build Power, Teaching People How to Reach Their Communities by Narrative Storytelling. Go dox yourself, protecting your online privacy to enable you to show up as your best self. We can't win without rural, understanding and overcoming the rural-urban divide to win in 2024. The future of immigration reform. That's one day. That's all. I know you can't go to all those, but that's one day. Day two, tips for recruiting volunteers and the art of the one-on-one interview. The theory of election campaigns and understanding the self-interest of voters. Care can't wait. Our economy runs on care. What's at stake for reproductive freedom? Messaging training. We rent, we vote. Solutions to America's housing crisis. Maxine Waters. Fighting censorship and building the best schools for our kids. Using earned media. Phone bank text operations. Tips for first-time candidates. Using social media in election campaigns. Mobilizing the youth vote from apathy to action. That was day two. AI and listen, this is brilliant. They didn't just bring people here to party and, you know, vote for the candidate and go through the procedural mechanics of producing, you know, the nomination for Kamala Harris. They equipped folks to go back home. They organize. Mm-hmm. They community organized. They taught them theory of persuasion, how to message.
How to recruit.
How to use a phone bank. How to get them to the polls. All of this stuff. Spotting and preventing infiltration. Great campaign direct mail. The principles of political communication. They were doing college courses.
Yeah.
Seminar-level courses in some of this stuff. Win with black voters. Messaging to young voters. Using artificial intelligence programs in progressive politics. Student debt relief. Celebrating wins and fighting onwards.
I've said this so many times about conservatives particularly, but definitely for the whole Republican Party, is that one of the problems the Republican Party has is messaging.
Yep.
I believe that there's a lot more people out there who do identify with the bigger tent party of the Republican Party than the Democrat Party.
If only they knew it was there.
But they just don't know how to message it. And here the Democrats are going, this is how we're going to message to young people. This is how we're going to message to black people,
mm-hmm.
Latinos, and Native Americans. I've seen all three of four of those groups all in there. And then guess what they had? A baby boomers doo-wop party.
Right.
Because for them, they're like, we don't need a message.
They're going to be fine.
We're just going to have a little doo-wop party for them, though. Something that they can understand and feel you know, like they belong.
Right, exactly.
But the rest of it is like, this is how we need a message. And I'm like, this has been my criticism of Republicans forever is you don't know how to message.
See, Republicans have this idea, I think a lot of Republicans have this idea, that the truth of our beliefs is so strong that all we have to do is, you know,
show
tell
up.
People what we believe or just believe the right stuff, and they'll get it. All we got to do is, you know, say the true things, and that'll be fine. No, man, you got to sell. You got to persuade. You got to understand human psychology. You got to overcome objections. You've got
a different way to talk to the young kids than what there is to talk to an older individual.
And like, I mean, again, this is day four of Dempalooza, okay? Mitigating AI-driven misinformation risks for women in politics. That's a seminar, man. That's a graduate-level course. Campaigning with Joy Online. Digital organizing for Vice President Kamala Harris. Harvard Youth Poll Panel. Public speaking principles in practice. Like on and on and on and on, these very winning back factory towns.
Oh,
how to message urban, how to message rural, how to message poor, how to message rich. Like,
yeah, there was even one that said, like, we can't win without the rural vote. So this is how we're going to start going after it. Whereas people would just assume Democrats have just given up the rural vote.
Yeah.
They fight for the urban.
They're not giving anything up.
Republicans, and they're not giving it. They're like, no, we're not giving you rural. Are you kidding me?
And this,
by the way, is not something that changed just because Kamala became
this is
that
their
type
way.
Of stuff
that,
was set
right.
up even if Biden was, you know,
absolutely
they were like that. And so when Kamala became the president, they're like, well, that doesn't change our training of
right.
people at all. It changes our speaker lineup and what we're going to do on the actual, like, primetime schedule.
Right.
But the day, the 9 to 5, man, we already had that set 2 years ago.
And I'll tell you, here's one slice of this that I think is a misfire for the Democrats, is even with all of this, the basic premise of understanding where people are coming from, speak to them where they are in order to get them to do what you want them to do, mm-hmm. which is like, I mean, sales, not even 101. You know, that's like sales kindergarten, right? They get it when it comes to trying to persuade voters to vote or, you know, messaging and all these things. And then they turn right around and they didn't do it in the convention.
True.
Because the goal of the convention, in my opinion, if you ask me, what would have been a smart goal of the convention? What the Republicans did, which is reach out to moderates, reach out to Democrats, reach out to blacks and gays and all, you know, reach out to demographics outside the traditional Republican groups and try to show them why they should be Trump supporters or at least why they should be with the Republican Party. Democrats did not do that. In the convention, what they did was savage Trump, savage Trump, savage Trump. And then, you know, not give any details on Kamala, and then blandly say she's the best, she's the best, she's the best. What they should have done, and they never did, what they should have done was, and I'm glad I'm saying this now that it's over, but what they should have done is talk to Trump supporters. Mm-hmm. Talk to moderate Republicans. Now, Adam Kinzinger is theoretically supposed to be that, but
technically they did have a Republican every day.
Yeah, they did. And there was
some
of that. But honestly, the messaging, you know, saying to the Republicans.
But by the way, just what you just said, even those Republicans went, I'm here because I hate Trump.
Yeah, instead of saying, you know what, I get why you like Trump. And not condescending, not mean, but I get why you like him. I get what he did well. I get how he fulfilled campaign promises. Like, it's just basic persuasion stuff, which is acknowledge the things the other person believes and then show them, this is ultimately how you do any kind of persuasion, show them how within their framework, they're actually happier coming to your side. Now, you can also try to change their framework, but that's a whole lot more work. It's a whole lot easier if you can figure out how to build a bridge from where somebody is already and show them that, you know, the stuff you believe in, like, okay, I know you believe in Trump this, but don't you cringe when he talks? You know, don't you hate the way he says mean things? Okay, we're going to work on accomplishing what he wants to accomplish, and you won't have to worry about hearing those kind of comments from the President of the United States, which we know embarrasses you. You know, like, that's a message that would have played with people who are willing to be persuaded or could potentially be persuaded. And, of course, they didn't do that.
Because there's definitely – if Democrats don't realize this, there's definitely Trump supporters who are looking for a reason to not support Trump.
They are. They are, very reluctant Trump. I mean, I'm a reluctant Trump supporter.
That's why I think this RFK thing is actually going to be a big deal.
It's a big deal for Trump. That's right, because those are the people who are like, I hate Trump, but, man, I can't be a Democrat.
Yeah, can't vote for Kamala.
Can't vote for Kamala. So, anyway, on the one hand, I give them tremendous credit. The stuff that's going on behind the scenes, the organizing, the teaching, the education, the equipping of people, the missionary training that they got, was unbelievable. Republicans need to learn how to do this. Republicans don't do this because we don't think you need to do this. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Taking a look at that accident on Fairfield and Fernwood Road, it's still showing maybe just a 10-minute backup in that area. They've got it off to the side of the road. So other than that, I-10 is flowing smoothly right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So I know sometimes people think, like, I'll just sell the home myself, or I'll just buy it myself, and they don't want to use a realtor. I understand, okay? But let me give you some thoughts about why maybe it's useful to go to a realtor, especially one as great as Christina Leavenworth, okay? Obviously, you know that she sells a lot of homes, 175 homes last year. You hear me talking about her all the time. When the market was hot and it was very easy to sell homes, she could help you by getting the best possible deal as quickly as possible. When the market is slow, more like it is now, when people are uncertain about interest rates or when they're not sure what's going to happen with that market or the economy or the election or anything else, or, you know, what affects the price of the home? Is it change of station for the military? Are we in season or not for that? What about for, you know, school, things like that? And even understanding, like, what could happen near that home, behind that home, or even with a new home, you might think, why would I use a realtor for that? Because they can get the builder to buy down your points, for example, and work with you because builders are motivated. The point is, having a realtor gets you the best of all possible outcomes. And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are phenomenal. 723-9158, or look her up online, Christina Leavenworth.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Welcome to the heart of farming season, brought to you by Parrish Tractor, formerly Coastal Machinery. Parrish is a family business with a heart for community, and through their products and services, they want people to feel connected to the land, to their work, and to one another. Parrish has everything from agricultural tools and resources to construction equipment, including rental solutions. With Kubota as their premier brand, they offer Kubota L-Series tractors, mowers, hay equipment, and more. Parrish Tractor, more than a tractor store. They're located on Mobile Highway in Pensacola and Ferdon Boulevard in Crestview.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Good morning, 68 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. And last day in Chicago for the Democratic National Convention. We'll be coming home later today. In the newsroom back in Pensacola, we got David Wayne with our headlines. David?
Well, it's been nearly 2 months since Texas Governor Greg Abbott sent a busload of illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities. A spokesperson for Abbott attributes fewer busloads to fewer illegal border crossings. He said illegal crossings have been down 85% since the start of Operation Lone Star Border Security Initiative. And both the U.S. and Canadian economies could potentially be affected by the railroad shutdown in Canada. Railway companies, Canadian National and Canadian Pacific Kansas City, locked out about 10,000 Teamsters employees after the labor contract negotiations broke down earlier this week.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. Coming up next hour, continuing our analysis of Kamala Harris's presentation last night, how the crowd took it, what we saw in and also outside. You know, what about the protests? You know, we honestly didn't cover them yesterday. There's some reasons why, and I'll explain all of that to you. But we'll talk about all that coming up. Stick around.